AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two Hattiesburg, Mississippi police officers were shot to death following a traffic stop yesterday evening. Police Lieutenant John Traxler.
Two officers was out on the traffic stop, and that traffic stop, somehow, the two officers did get shot. Both of them were transported to a local hospital. Both of them did succumb to their injuries.
25-year-old rookie officer LaCorey Tate and veteran officer 34-year-old Benjamin Dean were killed in the shooting in downtown Hattiesburg. Tamara Mills, a resident of a nearby apartment complex, told the Jackson Clarion Ledger one of the officers asked her, "Am I dying? I know I'm dying. Just hand me my walkie-talkie." She calls the shooting shocking and heartbreaking. At least one person is dead after a series of tornadoes rolled through ranch and farm country in North Texas. Eastland County Judge Rex Fields.
Just taking these homes and just taking them into pieces and blown them out into the pastures, wrapped pieces of metal roofing up into trees.
In Cisco, Texas, Cody Hoover says he was surprised by the size of the hailstones from a thunderstorm that spawned one tornado near the town.
I actually grabbed one from my backyard, and it was about the size of my palm, and I have a pretty big hand, so it was a huge hail.
From Colorado to South Dakota, it's snow.
Across eastern parts of Wyoming, up through western South Dakota and North Dakota, we could see some areas in excess of a foot of snow, and again, around the Black Hills areas, even much heavier than that.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan. Tropical storm Anna bringing rough surf, 45-mile-per-hour sustained winds, and up to 3 inches of rain to the Carolina coast. Preseason storm expected to lose strength as it moves up the East Coast. This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of people march across the Brooklyn Bridge demanding tougher gun laws.
They marched and chanted "Not One More," reference to people dying from what they call broken gun laws. Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting survivor Marianne Jacob wants, among other things, stricter background checks.
We have to change our gun laws because we owe it to the people who died to save more lives.
The school librarian, along with 18 fourth graders, hid in a closet until the massacre ended.
Even when we were listening to the shots, which went on and on and on, it never translated to "There's going to be 20 dead six-year-olds.
Demonstrators are also calling for more responsible gun storage. Julie Walker, New York.
Pope Francis welcomes Cuban President Raul Castro at the Vatican. The Vatican says the two met in private in a studio near the Vatican Public Audience Hall. The Pope will stop in Cuba in September for a visit, part of the pilgrimage that will then take him to Washington, Philadelphia, and New York. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.